This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, October 24th. Futures traders see about a 70% chance of an interest rate hike by December, and investors are getting ready. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says based on the two most recent periods when rates rose, some ETF segments may not be as vulnerable as you might think. He took a look at how ETFs fared as rates rose.
Kind of surprisingly, dividend ETFs, which you'd think are used for rising rates, were kind of flat. And part of the reason, if you look deeply into this, is that a lot of people use dividend ETFs not just for yield, but because they just like dividend-paying stocks. That's how they like to invest.
Balchunas says some high-yield debt ETFs saw inflows the last two times that interest rates increased.
Both times, high-yield debt only saw about $1 or $2 billion of total outflows, which isn't that much. But here's why, is because the short-term high-yield debt ETFs took in money as investors sort of rotated down their duration so they'd be in shorter-term debt, which has less interest rate risk. So those inflows offset the outflows from tickers like HYG and JNK.
According to Balchunas, ETFs that focus on gold and emerging markets are the most vulnerable to interest rate hikes. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.